name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today our church is celebrating another joyous holiday, one of the major feast days. But at this time, it's not, you cannot consider this strictly the Lord's feast day, the major feast day, or the Theotokos. It's a joint feast day of the both, of the Theotokos and of the Lord. As you can see in the church vestments, it's something unusual. It's not blue and it's not gold. It's a combination of both colors. It has one and the other. And this is to show that, and the, also the vestments of the priest, if you notice, it was all mixed up. And he had the blue on him and also gold vestments all together, all mixed up. And this to show that it's a double holiday for both the Theotokos and for the Lord. And of course, you know what the story is, that the Lord was brought in as a little baby of 40 days old. He was brought into the church, the Mother of God, even though she was pure and she has not no spot on her, and yet she had kept the law of the Old Testament and the law that a woman, after she gives birth, that she is considered unclean until she comes for the prayers to be said over her to cleanse her at the 40th day. And the Mother of God, even though she was totally pure, because she didn't have the birth like every woman does, and she never had a man, and she had being a virgin, and the Lord was born supernaturally from her, and she had none of the troubles that the women usually have when they birth. And so, but yet she still came to the church to fulfill the requirements of the church, to teach us the humility. Of course, she was the most humble in the world, from the time of that time, before her time, and to the time of the coming of the Lord. There was no one, and no one will be, and more humble than the Theotokos, the Mother of God. That's why the Lord had chosen her to be his mother. He was born of the Father before all ages, all times, and he was the one that created the whole universe. And there he took upon himself the semblance of man and decided that he shall be born as a regular man through a womb of a mother. And he chose the Theotokos to do that. And as he was brought into the church first time when he was only 8 days old, he had to go through this painful experience of being circumcised. Of course, he didn't have to have himself circumcised, but he did it to fulfill the law, because that's what he said. Later on, when he was grown, he told to the Jewish people, he didn't come to destroy the law, he came to fulfill it, and he fulfilled every letter of the law that could be fulfilled. He fulfilled it with it, all for us. All for us. He didn't have to come here on this earth. He didn't have to be crucified. He didn't have to go through all those things that he went through. But he went all through that. And what is the purpose for him to have gone through all those things? Well, believe it or not, there was one greatest purpose that he had, is to make us to be able to be free from the torturer. And who's our torturer? The torturer is the one that people don't like to mention today. And this is a torturer that actually is a fallen spirit. He used to be an angel, then he fell and became the evil spirit. And he battles against God. He cannot touch God, but he goes against God's creation. Everyone. And of course, when God had created somebody in his own image, a likeness, well, that was the first target that the enemy decided to attack, is the man, to destroy him so that he will not take his place, because he knew that the man that was created in the image of God, and the likeness of God, that he would replace the fallen angel. And so he didn't want that. He wanted to make sure that people are not able to do it. And he fooled them, and he fooled the whole world. He fooled first Adam, First Eve, then Adam, and then he kept on fooling all the people throughout all the centuries and thousands of years, and he fooled them except for a few that were able to believe so fervently in the Lord and wanted not only believe but love the Lord, that they were able to rejoice by accepting and getting the grace of God, that were able to sustain them and keep them away from the evil one, so the evil one won't make a fool out of them. But most of the other people, they were made fools of. Just, I don't know of any human being, of course, except the Lord himself, that wasn't fooled by the filthy scum, and the Theotokos that wasn't fooled by the filthy scums. My beloved, that's why the Lord came. The Lord came and went through all these things that he had to go through, and who came into the temple, brought his mother, or his mother brought him, and vice versa. They came into churches, into the church, to fulfill the ordinances. And what is it, why is it that we buck that situation now? Many times we don't want to fulfill the ordinance of the church. Well, we don't have enough humility. That's why we're not doing it. If we had enough humility, we would do it, as the Theotokos did, and as the Lord himself did. And so, the Lord's purpose of coming here on earth to free us from the evil one, to show us how we can conquer him. He conquered him at the first time that he went into the desert and started to fast. He didn't attack him before in a visual way, but when he started to fast, when he showed to him that he is going to conquer the flesh, then the enemy attacked him, and the enemy attacked him, and he had made wanted to have a proof that the Lord is actually the Lord. And he said, well, if you're the Son of God, and he knew that he was hungry at that time after 40 days not eating anything, he said, well, there's the rocks, you can make out of those rocks, you can make bread, and you can satisfy your hunger. And the Lord says, man does not live by bread alone, but the word of God. The word of God is also feeding the person. And all of us must try it on ourselves. And one day, and you'll be able to see it, just like the Lord knew it, and you'll be able to see it. If you start using the word of God, when you want to be fed and you're hungry, but then when you have a choice to listen to the word of God or to eat, you will then all of a sudden will find out you forget about your food, and you'll be able to enjoy and to take inside of your heart those words that have come from the preaching of the Lord's church. And my beloved, so the Lord has come to show us a way how we can conquer the evil one, and he also taught us and gave us strict rules that we have to abide, and the whole gospel is full of them, and that we should love our, not only our neighbors and our friends, but we should love also our enemies. And he also said we should not judge. We should not judge anyone, lest we be judged. And so the judging is left only for the Lord himself. None of us can judge. So you being a father or a mother or a wife or a husband or grandmothers and so on, don't judge your relatives, don't judge your flesh, your sons or daughters or whoever it may be, your husbands or wives and so on. Don't judge anyone. Don't judge anyone. You want to keep peace? Well, that's the best way to be able to keep peace inside of you, if you stop judging. You start off with the family members. You start off with the neighbors. And keep yourself from judging. If you will not judge, then the enemy is not going to be able to discombobulate you or to disrupt your peace, to take away your peace. It's when we start judging, then irritation comes automatically. I know that, and I'm sure you know it too, every one of you. If you pay attention to yourself, you'll find that every time irritation came, it came after you judged already. Then it comes irritation. And after the irritation, what comes next? Well, St. John of Kronstadt says, then it's a horde of demons already ready to pounce in your heart, and they are about to take your heart. And once they take your heart, what happens? Or my heart? Oh, we become angry and we start spitting things and talking things. Our heart is cold. We cannot pray. We cannot listen to anything spiritual and so on. And we become a different person. And this is what happens because of the action. The enemy grabbed our heart. And we, being Orthodox Christians, we have to be absolutely fighters. We have to fight the enemy and not allow him to come in our heart, so that our heart will always have peace inside, so that we will have peace and we will be able to easily live with anybody around us, no matter how grumpy anybody else may be. We're able to bear it. We are able to carry the burdens of each other. On the other hand, how much easier is going to be with the other ones that are living around us if we're always at peace? Imagine that. Think about it. And that's what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us all to have the peace. And then we come back, of course, we must not forget the holiday. Can you imagine what Saint Simeon had felt when he saw Jesus Christ being brought in by the Theotokos? He, first of all, according to in the Lives of the Saints, it says once he saw them, he went in, bowed down before the Theotokos with the baby, full prostration, and he kissed the feet of the Theotokos, and he got up, and then he took the baby. And you and me can do this all the time. Every time we receive communion, we can take, not only in our arms, but we can take the Lord all side inside of us. And He is with us, as He has absolutely promised that He is with us. And when He is with us, who can be against us? What can be greater than that? How much joy was for Simeon when he was able to hold that baby. And we hold it, we consume the Lord, and He is in our veins, in our bones, in our heart, in every place. He is with us. And when He is with us, who can be against us? The Lord says, no one can. So joy has to be inside of us when we receive the Lord. The main thing is, though, of course, to remember that and keep the Lord in our hearts and remember why He came here, that He is our defender. He is everything. He is our strength. He is everything to us. And may the Theotokos with the Joseph that came and brought in his adopted son as he brought in to the church, and Saint Simeon, pray to the Lord, their God and our God, that we will finally be able to truly to receive our Lord in our hearts and not to forget that He is with us, and then act accordingly and be able to rejoice in the Lord's presence. Amen. Blessing you, our Lord God, for now and in the ages of ages. Amen.